My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda try to prepare for their video chat, which could be the most important in their relationship. Will it happen? Will they go on? Listen and enjoy.
All right. Now, when we last left off, a couple interesting developments. First, Belinda did admit that she covered herself in fabric softener while doing the laundry, which was which was important.
Ooh, are we talking porn again?
No, this was just two kids in love.
Oh.
You know, you don't want your nipples having static cling. It's just a personal preference.
No, I hate that. Yeah, chafing.
Exactly. And then we were getting in a little bit of an argument about her kid's birthday, because she was telling me it was her daughter's birthday. And I was saying, but last August it was your fake son's Michael's birthday. What's going on here, woman? We were having issues again.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, no, your kids weren't fighting.
And we were trying to work out another date to get this video chat.
Yes.
Trying to get this third video chat with my lovely Belinda.
And the video chat is important because this is going to determine where they're going with their relationship.
Yeah.
It's a big key thing.
I'm worried.
I know.
Well, it's been, I'm a little worried too.
March 18th, 2013, Dateline.
Ta-da.
Starship. Ta-da. Spock as my African cook.
These are the idiots of the Starship Africa.
Nice.
Okay, 4-year voyage to go where no scammer's gone before.
Well, in some way, she has.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. March 18th, 2013. She asks how I am. I say, I'm okay. Thanks. I ask her if she's getting ready for the big day. She goes, not really. Something came up, so I don't think I can make it.
Ah!
What happened? I says. Kasha had two outstanding debts at school, and since their teachers are on strike, they demanded payment, and I had to pay. So there's more money that she needs.
What, is it like milk money?
Different country. There's money to get her kids educated, Joe. I'll find out.
Mm.
I go, how
can get on that?
I'll work on that for you, Joe.
Get on that.
Good thing you were sitting right on my shoulder in March of last year. I go, how can striking teachers demand payment? I was talking about Kasha's birthday as the big day. Are you talking about something else or the same thing? She goes, something else. I go, what were you talking about? She goes, I was talking about something that came up today. I go, okay, I'm confused. I asked you about a big day. You said no because the teachers are on strike. The government pays the teachers in Ghana, so why are you paying them? What big day were you talking about? What else came up today? She goes, I thought you were talking about VidChat. That's why I said something came up. A wasted excuse. I said, oh, so why do you have to pay government workers? She goes, I don't have to pay government worker, but there are certain incentives the government doesn't pay. That's what I paid. And the teachers are on strike because government has not paid them. I go, what type of incentive would a private citizen have to pay? She goes, they call it incentive and it has to be paid every term. I had outstanding debts and I had to pay. I go, all right, so when do you think we can speak? She says she has to get something on. She has to get something to sew, then I can get a little money so we can do it. All right, she needs a little money. Not asking me, though, right? All good.
No, not so far.
Don't be so skeptical, Joe. Problems come. You're always bitching about money.
Yeah.
So you don't even have a kid that needs to, you know, bribe some teachers.
I understand, but here we go. We go with the foot dragging. We're almost there. Something's coming up.
Yeah, but in her defense, she's actually paid off. She's gone on video chat with me.
Yeah.
Twice.
Try.
Yeah.
Never got that many conclusive answers. And this is a very big video chat because this determines where your relationship is going. This is a big one. Big one.
They're all big ones.
No.
The other ones were big ones at the time.
No.
This is bigger.
This is the big
no,
one.
No, men have died.
No, men have died. No, you stated that this is where is your... men have died.
As it feels stupid.
Men have died. Men have died.
Turn about this fair play. Like
yeah, it's kind of we switch roles on now.
I know.
But and he's looking at me and goes, hey, that's me. I'll fight me with you.
How you like me now?
But this is the big video chat.
They've all been big videos.
This has been the biggest one because it's determining your relationship.
We didn't even know if she was really a woman before. That was pretty big.
I'm still not sure.
You established about a month or so ago on the show that you were going to determine where your relationship was going with this video chat.
Yeah.
And this video chat has been sidestepped a lot. And this is the first time within the past 2 weeks that you two have been getting back to the meat and potatoes of this. And we're finding out now. I was also in her predictions, we say she's probably going to foot drag.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she won't. No, she won't.
Right, we were saying
now,
that.
At this very moment, we're seeing some foot dragging here.
I do not like the distrust of this woman.
She was somebody else last year.
Joe?
He didn't mind the distrust
of
another woman.
Here's the problem, Joe. I'm trying to make a relationship work because I realize people change.
They actually do.
Yes.
There's somebody different now.
Names.
Not changing.
Maybe if you would change a little bit, you wouldn't have had the conversation you had yesterday.
What am I going to do, Jim? You know? No,
me and Belinda have a healthier relationship than you and your wife.
Oh, wait now. Hold on.
I'm at least talking.
Yes! See? We can stand to be in separate countries with each other.
Yeah.
All right. What?
We can stand to be in separate countries with each other.
I don't know if Joe and his wife have that tolerance.
Maybe there's the answer.
I don't have internet. Meanwhile, Joe be plugging away on the computer. Talking to him. I can't escape with you. I'm jerking off the porn. There's a Nazi I've been wanting to look at.
Nice.
So she has to get so she gets a little money and then we can do it. I go, okay, I guess you and I are kind of stuck then, aren't we? That's kind of priming the pump there. Let's say, you're going to get a little money? She goes, yeah, that's it. I go, are you afraid of what might happen when we vid chat? She goes, I'm not. There is no reason for me to be. I go, okay, that is good. I just grow frustrated, frowny face. She goes, why is that?
I go, I have needs.
Yes, I do. Tell me about the fabric softener.
Again.
I go, because I need to move forward with my life. I need to either plan on possibly spending my life with you and doing what I can to make your and Kasha's life better until we are together, or I need to end our relationship and not waste either of our time. You get mad at me for looking at the past, and I understand that, but in my mind, we have a few unresolved issues that I need to be that need to be talked about. I am tormented. I lose myself in moments where I think everything is great between us, but there are other moments where I stop myself and think, this is crazy. It should never have gotten this far between us.
Preach.
Joe, is that what you were looking for?
Yes. Yes. Now.
Past Davin knew what future Joe would want.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Now, twofold thing here. Is she scared on a personal level? Is she scared to take the relationship further? And is she scared where if... Because like I said, this video chat's a big deal. There's two things that can happen. Either you decide to move on... And if she does like you, she, she's taking a gamble on losing a friend. Or
friend, is that all I am, Joe?
Well, you're not going to like this one, or...
Well, then don't say it! Your words hurt!
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.